You're listening to SBS News.
Leila Gunay is a woman with above average energy levels.
I'm thoroughly bored. I'm not used to sitting at home because I'm in the temple in the morning. I open the temple, then talk to people, all that. Now I only come twice and I'm not sit. People don't sit down and talk, you see. What else can you do?
COVID-19 has been hard for the 90-year-old, who has spent 40 years volunteering at the Sri Mandir Hindu Temple in Sydney. When restrictions eased in New South Wales, the temple partly opened up again, but services still aren't what they were before the pandemic.
People can't sit down and listen. While they are doing that, they just listen and go out. This is all because of COVID. You can see all the dividers we have got here.
The temple services went online during the height of COVID restrictions in New South Wales, a situation replicated across the states and territories. While restrictions have now eased in many states, it's still not business as usual for places of worship, with numbers still limited and physical distancing guidelines still in place.
It is difficult for people because this is a place where you meet people. Your little bit of socialization is there. Community contact is there. All those things are here. It is not just for prayers. Emotional well-being, you know.
Miss Gunay is also a substitute grandmother figure of sorts for many young migrants and international students in the community who come to the temple for assistance. Sabul Khanna lost one of his jobs during the pandemic and hasn't been able to get to India, where all of his family lives. The temple provides some support. On his visit today, though, he gets a scolding from Miss Gunay. She doesn't think shorts and a T-shirt are appropriate temple wear, but he playfully disagrees.
In our culture, if you are going to the temple, doesn't matter what you're wearing, what you're going, go with your heart. That's why I told her I can come with her. And then Leila was telling that, oh, this is not our culture, you're wearing short. But I told, see, I'm coming with my heart. But next time I will make sure I will wear proper dress.
The temple recently celebrated a subdued version of Diwali, one of the Hinduism's major festivals. It was a similar story this year for other major faiths, including Islam. Australia's largest mosque in Lakemba in Sydney's southwest broadcast the Muslim call to prayer over its loudspeakers during Ramadan, a move designed to bring the community together during the coronavirus pandemic. And this year, Ahmed Abdallah spent what was usually a busy time of celebration for the Muslim community quietly in his family home due to the pandemic.
And I know that people went through that through Easter, and I just pray that that won't be the case for Christmas, because I know Christmas is a big time for the Christian faith, and I hope they can celebrate it as they normally would. We missed out this year, but it's okay. There's always next year and years after that as well.
And technology was the only way many other faiths managed to maintain any services, with live stream services becoming a thing.
Wherever you are on your faith journey, wherever you have come from and wherever you are going to, whatever you believe, whatever you do not believe, you are welcome here.
That's a Zoom video service from the Pitt Street Uniting Church in Sydney. The church has continued its interfaith services and is only now just returning to live services. Being forced to go online has been an excellent learning curve for the church. Husband and wife team Reverend Karen Birchall Thomas and her husband Gareth Thomas Birchall both share the ministry.
It's been a terrific experience for everybody concerned. So it's been a huge new learning experience for everyone. And it's something that the Uniting Church for Starters has wanted to do for a number of years. And it was one of our ministers who said, what has taken 40 years in planning has just taken 1 week to actually come into actuality.
Yes.
It was forced upon us, but we made the adjustment amazingly quickly.
But Reverend Karen Birchall Thomas adds that not everyone feels comfortable accessing services online.
We also have a team of what we call pastoral carers, people that just keep in touch with others and have a really good supportive relationship with them. And they've been very active, and they've, we've cranked that up just a little more than usual. And that's helped a lot.
Meanwhile, in Melbourne, which experienced the most prolonged lockdown, services there are only starting to return. Gabby Coltman is a Melbourne-based rabbi who also works with the Jewish Christian Muslim Association of Australia, which seeks to promote tolerance between the faiths. Rabbi Coltman says there's no doubt that many have struggled during the pandemic.
It's been tough. Personally, for my community, I've seen, marriage issues, depression, job loss over the past 6, 7, 8 months. We even started a pay-it-forward program because we had a commercial kitchen, and which the entire business dried up. But we pivoted to making that a giving kitchen, and we've given out hundreds upon hundreds of meals to not just our community, but at the same time give people that are doing okay an avenue to assist other people as well. This entire pandemic has opened our eyes to a different way of thinking, and as tough as it is, there's silver linings everywhere. And as long as we can take those learnings and assist each other by getting back on our feet, we'll be okay.
And for health and support services currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.